This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Today's service is being conducted by Reverend Steve Kramer. September is anniversary month at Christian Crusaders. Be sure to listen at the close of the program for information about a very special offer that many will be interested in receiving. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Life has its discouraging moments, but the Bible has many helpful things to say that can help us stand strong during those times. Listen in as we take a look at a favorite passage of mine that has ministered to me over the years. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Give us ears to hear, wisdom to understand, and courage to respond. Teach us confidently to receive what you would give, to trust your promises, and to surrender ourselves to your loving care. Amen. Our reading for today is from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Had a faith crisis? Who hasn't? Something bad happens and we think, this isn't right. Where's God in all of this? Doesn't he see what's going on? My friend Bill was asking those questions recently. After several treatments of chemotherapy and a lot of prayers for healing, the tests came back showing no improvement. And he wondered aloud, where is God in all of this? Doesn't he hear me? And why doesn't he do something? And then there's Laura. She's upset. She feels her church is in a mess. She opened the paper and saw that the National Assembly had set aside God's word in some of their decision-making. It was starting to be of the world instead of just in the world. God, where are you? Can't you do something about your church? Your church is getting run over by the culture, she wondered. It's a faith crisis. God's people, Israel, were having one of those faith crises. Rattled, feeling alone, they were an exiled people. Living in a foreign land, the land of Babylon, wondering to themselves, are we out of God's reach? Yes, we were disobedient and we probably deserve this, but has God written us off for good? Why isn't he doing something? Can he do anything to help us? I imagine they were homesick and tired of waiting on God to do something. After all, Jeremiah and some of the other prophets had promised that God would bring them home someday. But nothing was happening. And so the people began to wonder amongst themselves, maybe the Babylonian gods are more powerful than our God. In their minds, God was beginning to look smaller and smaller. And they were living out the title of J.B. Phillips' little book, Your God is Too Small. And that's a terrible, hopeless feeling. It's in the midst of that crisis that the voice of God through the prophet Isaiah spoke to them. It's as if he's saying to them, "Now, wait a minute." Verse 27, "Why do you say, O Israel, and speak, O Jacob?" O Jacob, O Israel. There's a personal, intimate note in using these terms. It's God's way of saying, "I know you. We have a long history together. You're mine. I named you. How could I possibly forget about you? My way is hidden from the Lord. My right is disregarded. People of Israel, do you think that I can't see you or that I have turned my back on you? Have you not known? Have you not heard?" he goes on to say. "Wake up, people, and remember that you've heard and experienced God at work in your life many, many times in the past. Remember your history of the faithfulness of God who has never deserted you." And then Isaiah goes on and gives us a description of God. He says in verse 28, "The Lord is the everlasting God." Notice the present tense. The Lord is. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Always here, ever present, all knowing. This God is a lot bigger than you're giving him credit for. He is the creator of the ends of the earth, Isaiah goes on to say. He put this whole planet into place. He is a God of the cosmos, and so he is not limited by national boundaries, as you might wonder. He is present and able to help you where you are. And Israel, he doesn't get tired and weary of you. J. Colin Smith writes on this little verse, "Have you ever watched a young child with too many toys? He plays with one for a while and then discards it. He gets tired of it. He gets weary of it and wants to play with something else." Isaiah says, whatever you do, don't ever imagine that God is like that. He will not tire of you. He will not lose interest in you or put you aside. God will never become weary of you. You may find that God allows circumstances that will change the direction of your life so that you might wonder what he's doing. It may look as if the problems you face would make it impossible for his purposes to be achieved in your life. But don't be so sure. God never becomes weary of you. Oh, people of God, if you ever wonder about that, you just pause and focus a bit on that cross. God never got tired of you. He came after you through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, to make you his own. And Isaiah says his understanding is unsearchable. He's infinite. We are finite. Our little minds cannot keep up with his. His ways are not our ways. They are so above us. And then what does he do? Verse 29. This God gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. He always has. There's a long history. The Exodus from Egypt, God taking care of his people in the wilderness as he led them to the promised land. Gideon versus the Midianites, David versus Goliath, and on the stories go of a God who gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. As Christians, we've learned that he continues to give all the way through our lives. He continues to work in us through the working of his Holy Spirit, doesn't he? And then comes that great promise in verses 30 and 31. It's the crown jewel of this text. "Even youths shall faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted." Isaiah is saying, yes, we have limited resources as human beings, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What does he mean by wait? It means trust. To hope in the Lord, to entrust your entire life to the Lord's care, to surrender yourself to him. You will find that your strength will be renewed as only God can renew it. And then Isaiah uses a powerful image to describe that renewing strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Have you ever watched eagles soar? I live over on the St. Croix River in Minnesota. And what a sight it is to see those majestic eagles soaring upon the wind. You ever wondered why they were chosen as America's national symbol? Because they're a sign of strength. Isaiah says, "You shall mount up with wings like eagles." Lloyd Ogilvie comments on that verse and says, "The eagle does not soar on its own strength, but when it is caught in the stream of the wind." So it is with us when we wait for God. God's Spirit has the power to infuse the tissues of our impotent minds, our depleted emotions, our wayward wills, and our weary bodies. Dear friends, isn't it interesting to note that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is often referred to as the wind? We can ride upon the wind of the Spirit as we turn ourselves over to God's care. And then he goes on to talk about, "They shall run and not grow weary, walk and never faint." You're going to be able to keep going and face all things in him. As the Apostle Paul says, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." This passage is so much more than just beautiful poetry. Isaiah is attempting to give his people an adequate theology to face their life situation, to restore in the minds of this people the magnificence of God, to give them a renewed perspective of that magnificence to face discouraged moments with confidence. He's trying to give them this great picture and help them by saying, don't give up, don't cave in, keep your eyes on the magnificence of God. How does one go about retaining that sense of God's magnificence? First, by being still. As the psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God." Henry Nouwen tells a story about some friends who were trapeze flyers. Not long before his death, he wrote a book called Sabbatical Journeys, and he wrote about these friends called the Flying Rudellas. They told Henry Nouwen there's a special relationship between flyer and catcher on the trapeze. The flyer is the one that lets go, and the catcher is the one that catches. As the flyer swings high above the crowd on the trapeze, the moment comes when he must let go. He arcs out into the air. His job is to remain as still as possible and wait for the strong hands of the catcher to pluck him from the air. One of the Flying Rudellas told Nouwen, "The flyer must never try to catch the catcher. The flyer must wait in absolute trust. The catcher will catch him, but he must wait." Sometimes life is like a trapeze and we feel as if we're caught in midair. When was the last time you took quiet time to just focus on God, on that cross of Jesus Christ and his great love for you? Then next, we start looking for God. We start our day with a God consciousness. How do you start your day? With this saying, "Good morning, Lord," or "Good Lord, it's morning." We walk through our day with a God consciousness, knowing that God is present with us, and we begin to look for his hand. Gerald Weber writes, "Spiritual experiences are not a matter of finding God, nor are they a matter of waiting till God screams, 'Look, here I am.' Spiritual experiences surround us. We fall over them dozens of times a day. We can't avoid them if we try. A spiritual experience is simply a matter of recognizing and acknowledging our relationship to God in whatever is going on in our lives at the moment. God is involved in all we do and does not pop in and out of our lives. We live surrounded by God. We live and breathe God just as we live and breathe air. To know that either air or God is present, we need only to pause and reflect for an instant to see that we are immersed in them." Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's a phone call. God shows up in the most ordinary ways. John Ortberg tells a story concerning the mystery of God's presence and help. He writes, "God does come, and he may come in unexpected ways. Lewis Smedes was a teacher of mine in seminary, one of the best writers and preachers I've ever known. Even though he was brilliant and accomplished and devoted to God, he suffered from a sense of inadequacy that at times grew into deep depression. At one point in his life, he stopped preaching because he felt unqualified. God came to him through two avenues. One was a three-week experience of utter solitude where he heard God promise to hold him up so vividly that, as he put it, he felt lifted from a black pit straight up into joy. The other avenue he describes this way. Smead says, "I had not been neurotically depressed since that day, though I must be honest and tell you that God also comes to me each morning and offers me a 20-milligram capsule of Prozac. He clears the garbage that accumulates in the canals of my brain overnight and gives me a chance to a fresh morning start. I swallow every capsule with gratitude to God." Ortberg says, "I love that picture that Lewis paints. I used to think that taking Prozac would be a sign of weak faith in God. But what if Prozac might be not a substitute for God, but his gift? What if refusing might be spurning his hand because of personal pride? Maybe God is present in wise doctors and medication that makes synapses and neurotransmitters work right. Maybe weakness is really refusing out of our own blindness and stubbornness the help that God is already offering." Dear friends, are you discouraged? God knows. God is present. God cares. And God can lift you up on wings like eagles. Amen.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings. There you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the fowler will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings your refuge, his faithfulness your shield.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun.
And hold
Let us pray. Almighty and all-knowing God, thank you for your promise to never leave us on our own. Thank you for the assurance that you care about us. Lord, help us to think magnificently about you as we face the trying and discouraging moments in our lives. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We thank our faithful listeners for your generous gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry a reality. Christian Crusaders' first broadcast was aired September 6, 1936, live on WMT Radio from Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo, Iowa. We now broadcast on 19 stations in 9 states across our nation, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet. With 71 years of continuous radio broadcast, Christian Crusaders is the 8th oldest ministry in the United States. We are grateful to you, our listeners, for making this ministry possible with your financial support and prayers. To help celebrate our anniversary, Christian Crusaders is excited to offer Basic Biblical Truths, a set of 5 gospel-centered messages by Reverend Homer Larson on DVD. These 20-minute video programs are ideal for church pulpit supply, group, and individual Bible studies. They are available by request with a suggested donation of $10 per program. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.